As the holiday of Chanukah is rapidly approaching, we're going to learn a little bit of Hilchos Chanukah and like to see the halachos from the perspective of the Rambam. Hilchos Chanukah is found in the very, very end of the Sefer entitled Zmanim. Very interesting, this short amount of halachos in the Rambam begins with Per Gimel, that it's not even designated a specific whole section. The first two prakim discuss Hilchos Megillah. So there's clearly a connection, as we know, between Purim and Chanukah, as we'll see throughout the halachos of the Rambam. When it comes to these two holidays, of Purim and Chanukah, these two holidays happened in a rabbinic fashion. When it came to Purim, between the first and second Beis HaMikdash, during the 70 years of Golus, of exile, and Chanukah, as we'll see in the Rambam, thereafter, during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam begins in Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph, and again, we'll see numerous connections between Chanukah and Purim. That's perhaps why it's already just connected to Megillah, to Purim. It says, "Mabaya Sheni, during the time of when the second Beis HaMikdash was standing, Kishamalchi Yabon, during the time in which the Greeks, the Syrian Greeks, ruled, Gozu Gezeros al Yisrael. So we know that there were numerous decrees that were placed upon the Jewish people. Ubatlo Daitam Bulahnicho Sam Lasik Batarba Mitzvos. What their goal and focus was for us to assimilate so that we would not have any connection to learning Torah by not doing mitzvos, and therefore we'll end up being similar to their philosophy. Upashtu yadam b'mamonam ibnoseihem, that they took the people's money, the Jewish people's wealth, as well as they took our children, or more specifically our daughters, to defile them. B'nichnusu leheichel, and they entered into the Beis HaMikdash, into the sanctuary. Upartzu bo pratzos v'tumu hataharos. They never destroyed anything. That was never their focus. But rather was to make everything that is tahar, to make it tameh, to make it impure. V'sar lehem l'Yisrael ma'od mibnehem. They caused tremendous problems for the Jewish people. L'achsam l'achatz gadol. Ashirichem aleihem alkeya v'oseinu. Until finally Hashem showed compassion upon the Jewish people. V'oshiyam mi'adam. And He caused us to be saved from their hands. That silam, and we were saved. V'gabru b'nei chashmenoi ha'kohanim, and the chashmenoim, who were the kohanim, they became strong, they became mighty. V'hargum, and they were able to defeat and destroy, at least at that moment, at that time, that the oppression of these yavanim. V'oshiyu Yisrael miyadam, and because of this, the Jewish people were able to be saved. V'amidu melech min ha'kohanim, the Chazur Malchus Yisrael, and we were able to restore that which was before, having a level of Malchus, of showing that we're in control. Yeser Masayim Shana Ad HaKhorban Hasheni, for the period of 200 years until ultimately the second Beis HaMikdash destruction in 70 CE by the Romans. Now, one of the things which is fascinating that numerous people point out is that we know when it comes to the Rambam or the Shulchan Aruch, these are codes of law. It teaches us halacha, what we're supposed to do, how we're supposed to conduct ourselves. And it's very fascinating that the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, there's not a single halacha in Halacha Aleph, but rather it's a history lesson. And the question is, why would the Rambam begin with a history lesson? And as I heard some time ago in Miami from Rabbi Shapiro, Zatzal, he said that the concept is that if a person just does actions and does mitzvos without understanding the history behind it, then you're really not performing the mitzvah in the best possible way. And therefore, the Rambam begins the laws of Chanukah by educating us exactly what happened, all the difficulties and troubles that we underwent. And again, one of the focuses which we've discussed numerous times throughout the years is that their whole focus, unlike when it came to Haman in the days of Purim, in which he wished mass genocide to cause physical harm upon the Jewish people, when it came to the time of the Chanukah story, their whole purpose was not to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, but is rather for us to completely assimilate. And that's the reason why they did not destroy the oil, just made it tameh, just made it impure. Which addresses one of the more famous questions of Hanukkah, that we know when it comes to something in which is for the tzibur, for the needs of a congregation, there's a principle that tumah hutra b'tzibur, that when you have something which is for the needs of the tzibur, then we allow even something which is impure to be used. And as we're going to see now in the next halacha, he says, which the question is, why was it necessary to have to use pure oil to begin with? We'll answer that in a second. Halacha Beis says, "Yukshikabi Yisrael oyveihem." When the Jewish people miraculously were able to defeat their enemies, "B'chavhei b'chodesh Kislev haya." It happened to be on the 25th day in the month of Kislev, which we'll be having, which will be very soon. "V'nichnasu lahechal v'lomatzu shemen tahar b'mikdash." They couldn't find any pure oil, "Ela pach echad," except for one flask. "V'lohaya bo lahalik." Eli Yom Echad, which is also very similar to the language of the Gemara in Shabbos, that says they only had enough oil for one day. V'dliku mimenu neros hamarachas shmoni yomim ad shikavshu zeisim b'hotziu shemen tahar. That it would take an extended period of time, about a week's time, in order for them to be able to produce new oil, pure oil, in which it was a distance away, and by the time they would get it, it would be a significant amount of time. And for this reason, Mipnei Zeh, Halacha Gimel says, Haskinu Chachamim Shiba'os Ador, the Chachamim established Shahayu Shmonas Yomim Ma'elu, that we should celebrate for 8 days. Shetechilasim Chavhei B'Kislev, beginning on the 25th day of the month, Yimei Simcha V'Hallel, days of joy and Hallel, Umad Likin Haneros, so we should be lighting candles or oil, Be'erev, Al Piskei Habatim, by the entrances of the home, which we'll discuss the proper way of lighting, where it should be lit, B'chol Laila, all of the 8 nights, Mishmonas Halelos, Laharos L'Galos Hanes, in order to be able to, for Shemanisa, to publicize the miracle. The Yomim Elu Hain Hanikroyin Chanukah, this is called Chanukah, and some say the reason for Chanukah is Chanu Chaf Hei, that they rested on the 25th day. Chaf Hei, the last two letters is Chaf Hei, the 25th, that they rested from their enemies. In Asurin Behesim V'Tainis, Kimei HaPurim. So you see clearly this connection between Chanukah and Purim, that one is not allowed to conduct a eulogy or fast. V'adlokas Haneros Behen Mitzvah Medibri Sofrim Kikriyas HaMegillah. That this mitzvah is comparable to the reading of the Megillah, and that both of them are midrabbanan, they are both enacted by the rabbis. So to address the question as to why it's necessary to have a have shemen tahar, why was it necessary to have pure oil? Again, the whole purpose of the avanim was in order to be able to make everything tameh, that everything should be profane. And therefore, even though technically speaking, it's allowed to have pure oil, impure oil, based on the principle of tumah hutra b'sibura, by using the impure oil, they would actually be agreeing to the whole concept of what the Avanim wished to accomplish, and which was that there's nothing tahar, there's nothing kadosh. And therefore it was necessary, even though there's this general principle, tumah hutra b'sibura, that they had to use only pure oil, and therefore the miracle in fact was that this pure oil somehow was able to last for a period of 8 days, in which of course there are numerous other questions connected to this. We'll discuss that next time.